Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, welcome to the From the Shadows podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Shane Grove. And as a special Thanksgiving treat, guess who's who finally has time to join us on an episode, Jason, the super producer.
Greetings, everyone. Glad to see you again.
See us. Wait, we're filming this? Uh-oh.
Oh, you're not supposed to know about that.
I didn't do my hair or whatever.
That's okay. You'll be all right, Shane.
All right. Well, before we bring our guest on, I just want to remind everybody, while you're laying around full of turkey, watching some, hopefully there's a good football game on, because this is about the only weekend the Lions seem to, win. It's on Thanksgiving Day. If you have a good story you want to share with us, you can find us at the From the Shadows podcast on Facebook. Visit our forum page on Facebook, After the Shadows. You can get a hold of me on Instagram at Shane Grove Author, or find our Instagram page, From the Shadows podcast, on Instagram. Or the good old-fashioned way, I guess it's old-fashioned now, go to our website, fromtheshadowspodcast.com, hit the contact button. It'll send you write an email. It'll come right to me. I promise I'll read it. I always respond. And if you have something that you want to come on and share with us, we'll have you on and have you tell your story, whether it's Bigfoot, ghosts, Jersey Devil, Chupacabra, whatever. If you dated Jason in college, anything paranormal.
Don't say that.
Don't say that. Okay. All right. So we're really excited. I sometimes am going through the Bigfoot pages on Facebook, especially the Ohio one, since that's where we're broadcasting out of. And it's really cool to find stuff that happens here in Ohio. And I came across today's guest has at least one really good Bigfoot story from here in the Buckeye State. So welcome to the From the Shadows podcast, Shannon.
Hello.
Welcome, Shannon.
Hey.
Thank you.
Well, after all that buildup, you better tell a good story.
I've got plenty of them.
well, Shannon, share with our listeners on this. And Jason, we'll call this the Thanks for Listening Thanksgiving episode. How about that?
That might catch on.
Yeah, right.
so you can choose a lot of places to spend your time after your belly's full of pumpkin pie and turkey. So we're glad you're with us. So Shannon, let's entertain all of our listeners and give us a little bit of a background about where you are and where you were, and tell us the story.
Okay, I'll tell it the way I saw it. So let's say September 20th, 2002, on Middle Pike Road between Waynesville, Ohio, and Wapakoneta, Ohio. And them roads are usually country farm roads. The time was 11:30 p.m. coming home from work. It was a misty rain falling down that night, and about in the 40s, a little breezy. My name's Shannon Powers, and one misty, cold night, we came home from work at General Aluminum in Wapakoneta. I asked my dad if he'd rather go the highway home or the middle pipe way home, or what other way to go home. And where Brown Road comes out into Middle Pike, up on a huge paved hill, on the right side was a huge farm with some cows. huge tree in front and a huge light on the edge of the road. On the left was some tall grass, and behind it was 9 feet tall stalks of corn. As we drove off the hill, I turned around in my dad's truck and I looked out in the window, and I saw someone or thing tall just drop off the face of the earth, which that was weird. There's only cows around, and this was pretty big, but anyways, with grass and corn and everything around over there, Dad looked at me funny and he said, "What's wrong?" And I said, "Dad, I think a cow's injured back there, or someone, or I don't know, just a huge shadow of something dropped." And Dad said, "Maybe a cow was injured or something, and the farmer's looking for it, or the farmer's hurt or something." He said, "I'm doing a U. We're going back." So he did a U-ey, and we went back to that area. Dad pulled the truck behind the tall grass and parked. The headlights came on a huge ditch, which I didn't know there was a ditch behind the grass, and you could probably fit 2 people in it. And inside of the ditch was what I seen on my favorite movie, Boggy Creek, the Holy Grail. I had all the answers in front of us. We was only arm's length away from the ditch. We seen every detail. I didn't know this ditch was there, like I said. So the creature fell into the ditch, we think. It was hurt. And as we kept watching it, it was in a fetal position, side-like, and one hand was over his eyes from the light from the truck. And to me, that says a nocturnal animal. But there have been daylight sightings of these creatures too, very rare. Others say that they're day creatures, but I don't know. Anyways, ours was a nighttime sighting. And what we saw in that ditch was at least 6 feet tall. I'm 5'8". It was taller than me by a head. We feel that it was a male Bigfoot. From the feet, no hair on the feet, around 14, 16 feet long wise. Hands, one of his hands could take 2 of my hands to make his one hand. That's how big his hand was. And body wise, from his hip down, skinny but muscles. From the hip to the shoulders, bigger muscle, but not a lot of hair. Only on the back of the arms and the back of the legs was long hair. The rest was like, if you've seen German Shepherd hair, how short it is like that, and when it gets wet, that's what it looked like. And the color of it was like brown, black, some blonde peach fuzz on the belly area, and his butt cheeks was tan, not like the rest of his body. Head-wise, to me, he looked like a mountain gorilla, very tall. Shoulders hunched like for the head, but it's that in the ditch we saw more of a mountain gorilla than a human. His eyes were big, brown with amber. When the truck light hit it, like amber color. His nose was not like a human's nose. Teeth, fangs in front, like a gorilla's, but short like humans, rest of them was. In the ditch, he just kept rocking back and forth, one hand over his eye, and the other was like, it was reaching, his hand is actually reaching out, like, say, "Help me." We never got out of the truck. I wanted to, but Dad said no. We rolled up the window. Dad was getting scared there for a minute because we was right behind the 9-foot corn stalks, and he believes there was something in those corn. So we didn't get out of the truck or nothing. We stayed right there in the truck. And Dad said, maybe we should get a hold of the Humane Society or get hold of Sheriff, what? And then hours did pass. We were still there watching it. Dad told me, "You believe me now, right?" I said, "I do." And he told me about the families of Bigfoot families on the Middle Pike, just walk across the road in front of him. And he said there many nights they were like that. They'd look at him and then they'd walk away. And Dad said they'd never harmed him or threw stuff at him. So, yes, I believe in Bigfoot. This was our Northwest Ohio Bigfoot. Dad decided not to tell the sheriff or the Humane Society down the road. We backed up and left. And Dad said it felt felt once we leave, we'll get him and help him. I hope he's right. We stayed until 2:25 in the morning, and then we went home. I told my mom. She just said, okay, whatever. She's a non-believer. Until she sees it, then she'll believe it. We didn't want anyone to poke him or do anything to him, so we left. We passed it a couple times. Didn't get out to look or anything because it was somebody's farmland. So if he saw us getting out, he'd think something was going on and come over, and we didn't want that. So we just went on our way. But I wish I had a phone or a camera or something, but I didn't have anything. And all I can say is what me and my dad saw. And that's pretty much it.
So, okay. So for the audience, then we'll kind of walk back through what you were telling everybody. So you guys were coming back home,
yes.
And of course your dad picks the way to come back home. That he's,
yeah.
Okay. And so he had experiences before growing up or something where
yes.
he seen stuff.
Yes, on that same road. Well, see, we never knew nothing about it, so my dad came out when we was in the truck. He came out and told me right out. He said, I'm telling you right now, there was families that was right here across the road. And I said, you're kidding me. He goes, no, I'm not kidding you. I said, why didn't you tell anybody? He says, would you tell anybody? I said, well, yeah, you don't know because you're not in that situation. Just like this one here.
Yeah, and obviously you went home and your mom still didn't believe you, even though
she still didn't know.
Even though she didn't like ask, like, why were you a couple hours late from getting home from work?
No.
No. Oh, hey, Jason, here's a lady you need to be married to, right? I mean, so you turn around and you don't think it's, even though you're a...
Well, so we thought it was a cow because they have cows on the other side, and I thought maybe one got out. You never know. I mean, informed.
and so for people that maybe aren't familiar with what it's like in some places out in the country, especially in Ohio, the field you're describing where you thought a cow might have got it was probably way higher than the road, right? Is that what you're saying?
Well, like I said, it was right there on the hill, and that hill is tall.
Yeah,
so anything that's there on the hill, it's going to look like it's right there. Or
Yeah. And so if something got out of the field and got to the edge, it would probably tumble down, especially.
Yeah, because I said, we didn't know there was a ditch behind the tall grass. We didn't know.
Okay. And a lot of times, like I said, for people that don't know, like in fields,
we call them
ditches, but they're basically... They run through fields. It's just where the water drains. It's underground creek or something that's covered up with ground, but it's, you know, and sometimes it'll be a tileage ditch or something like that. So,
so
you turn around thinking it's either a cow or maybe even a person.
Yeah.
And when you pull up this creature's laying on the ground, like it just fell.
Well, he's in a fetal position, but he's like sideways. I mean, you can see one of his cheeks is his butt, and you can see his stomach area. You can see that, like the belly button and everything, but it was like peach fuzz. It wasn't like the rest of the hair is dark and that. It was like real light. And you can see
So how long was it before like it stood up? Because you said it got up and started walking around a little bit.
It didn't stand up.
Oh, no.
It just stayed in the ditch. Yeah, it didn't move. Nothing. I just said it rolled, like, you know, like rolling back and forth, like trying to, if you're in pain or something and you're trying to get the pain in.
Okay.
But yeah, it just kept rocking. And Dad said, he said, it hasn't got up or anything. It just stayed there right in the ditch. And I said, yeah. And he's like, well, do you think he might've got hurt? I said, I don't know. Or if it was sick. We don't know because we didn't get out.
And now, did it make any noise or anything? Or I mean, I know you.
We couldn't tell because we put the windows up because Dad was afraid something might have been in that 9 foot tall corn, and he was freaking out. He says, there could be a whole bigger one even back here in the corn. I said, I know, and I'm not getting out. He says, I'm not getting out.
Oh boy.
Because you didn't, I mean, we in that predicament, we didn't know what to do. And we're like, do we call the sheriff, the Allegheny County Sheriff? Do we call the Humane Society? Because the Humane Society was right down the road. We could have called somebody.
Listen, I can be honest with you. If I'm working at the Humane Society at 2 o'clock in the morning and I get this phone call, I might shoot you guys with a 10,000 dart for calling me out.
We didn't know what to do. We was dumbfounded.
So you obviously then you had quite a while to sit there and really take in.
Oh yeah, like you said,
detail and stuff.
Yeah, we didn't leave until two something in the morning when we left. And we was there at 11:30, right there at 11:30.
And so, you don't know, I ask about sound, but did it look like it was angry? Like it was like, would you
please guys? Well, the facial expression looked like it was saying like, help me, because his hand was reaching out. You know, like when a person reaches their hand out for help, help me. Or, and it did, his hand came right out. And you can see the hairs dripping off the back of his arm. You can see him just draping, and when he moved his arm, it just moved. But other than that, he didn't get up, sit up, nothing.
Jeez, Al. It does make you wonder if there was something like, but at least.
And I was worried because I was like, Dad, we got to do something if he's really hurt. But.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What can you do? I mean,
I don't know what you could do, to be honest.
Yeah, I just kept looking at my dad. My dad kept looking at me, and he's like, what do we do? I mean, when somebody's hurt, we try to help them, and, you know, and this creature, we didn't know what to do. Let it go or what? And dad was just dumbfounded. He's like, now you know what I went through. And I said, yeah, now I know.
It's so you obviously then were a Bigfoot fan before. Like you said, you'd watched.
I religiously watched Boggy Creek 1972 version one. And that got me into it. And I'm like, maybe it is real. Maybe it ain't. Because a lot of people were saying there's hoaxes and stuff. And you're thinking people dressing up in suits. Oh, yeah. You know, make that money. And me and my dad wasn't in for the money. We were worried at that time. What's wrong with it? You know.
Yeah. And you're pretty sure it wasn't a guy in a suit that was.
It was no guy. No. I don't know how. I mean, I've seen suits around here, and nothing compares to it. I mean, nothing. I mean, you see suits; they're bulky and everything. This wasn't bulky. I mean, you could see actual muscles and. Like I said, it was something. I was like dumbfounded. I said, this is real, Dad. And he goes, no kidding.
so once this happens and you go home and your mom doesn't believe you, what kind of trajectory does this put your life into, as far as you just seen something for an extended period of time that most people barely get glimpses at?
Yeah.
How does this change your life and the way you think about stuff?
Well, I still look for it. I still see, like I said, I've got other stories about it, what I've had so far. And some of the Bigfoot people that I've talked with, they said, are you sure it's not following you? Because you've had a lot of stories. And I said, I know, but it's just right here in Ohio. That's all I've, and they said, well, maybe he's following you or something. I don't know, but it's real. It's not a fake. I mean.
So have you seen this creature again? Not specifically this creature, but have you seen another sighting?
Not or are you just seeing it, but hearing it. Let's just say in DeGraff, Ohio, where my daughter is, they've got two pit bulls. And during that time, I was babysitting my daughter's the grandkids, and there are two pit bulls one night about 11 p.m. to 3 o'clock in the morning. They were whining, they were crying, they were scratching at the door, then they bark and howl and stuff, and the grandkids got scared. They didn't know what was going on, so I walked outside, mm-hmm. and I didn't see anything, and I'm like, but down the road they have beagles, like a whole bunch of beagles, and I'm telling you, they was going nuts, crazy, barking, whining, just same thing as these dogs were doing. And I'm like, something's going on. And I said, I knew they had coyotes around there, but I just felt that this was no coyote. Well, then a couple nights later, I took the dogs out to use the bathroom, and when I took the dog Blue out, their tree next to their house, I mean, it was shaking violently. And I'm like, what the heck's going on? And it's dark over there. I couldn't see anything. It's so dark over there. And the dog, his ears just like went up, and he pulled me to the porch, and we went inside. So evidently something was bothering him.
Yeah. So then the previous night when you went out, when you went out to check things out and the dogs were going crazy, were they trying to get out of the door then, or were they trying to just get somewhere like further?
Get somewhere. Well, the they hid into my daughter's kids' bedrooms.
Oh my.
They all went hiding in the bedroom. They didn't come back out. And I was like, what's going on here? So then after that, a couple more weeks went by, mm-hmm. and I took him out to use the bathroom. Well, then this one night I took him out and came back and was bringing him back from the road, because right on the edge of the road that he likes to use the bathroom. So I walked out there with him and came back. And when I came back, I'm not lying to anybody or anything, I felt like something was right next to me. It screamed like a lady, a woman screaming. And then you heard like the gurgling sound, I don't know if like the devil or someone going like that, like a laugh. And then after that, something growled again. And I felt it in my chest, you know, like the alligators when they, I don't know if the mating thing or whatever, they vibrate your body, yeah. your chest.
Yep.
And that's what it did. It was vibrating my chest. And I was like, what's going on? And Blue, he was freaking out. He yanked me again. We pulled up there on the porch. He was gone. He went in there, started whining, crying, and the kids were freaking out. Like, what's going on? We heard it outside. What's going on? And I'm like, how do you explain this? I don't know.
Now, is that area that you're talking about, is there a lot of known sightings? Because I'm not
Yes,
familiar.
It was Logan County. It was Logan County.
Okay, Logan County. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with the town, but I am familiar with Logan
County. There in Indian Lake, there used to be years ago, somebody found a black panther there because they kept hearing growling sounds and stuff. Well, they found out that there was a black panther there.
Well, my parents will be glad they just got a place around Indian Lake.
Well, see, I didn't know that either until they, other stories have been told from Indian Lake and stuff about strange things happening there, and I'm like, okay. So
have you ever been to Indian Lake on a Friday night? I think there's a lot of strange things going on.
Oh yeah.
Like on a Friday night,
especially when you're going to a skating rink.
Holy smokes! So now, is this something that you are actively going out and searching for, or are you just kind of like,
I still go out. Well, I've had sightings at my stepdad's farm in his woods. I've had some strange things out there, and I just can't explain it. I mean, and I know I'm not crazy. This is stuff that's really happening to me. And I'm like, what is going on? Is they trying to talk to somebody, or I don't know, but at my stepdad's, I got a footprint, which I showed you. I think
yeah,
I showed the
yeah,
picture.
Yeah,
in the bean field. There's a bean field, and then it goes right into the woods. Well, one year I went in the woods and I found this tree, and there was like 12-inch saplings all the way around the tree, like a teepee. And inside the ground, it was all cleared out. There was no leaves, no rocks, no nothing. And it was like padded down. And I'm like thinking, what would do something like this back here? I found nests. I've put in jewelry back there and food and everything, and it's all disappeared.
You did the whole gifting.
Oh yeah, I tried that, and when I go back, I say Momo, if it's what they call Momo. I say Mobo, please forgive me. I'm not trying to be mean or anything. I'm just coming in the woods, checking it out, and then leaving. And everybody said, "You say that in the woods?" I said, "Yeah, you don't know."
our buddy Jason, our buddy Jay, he's he was on a previous. He's still getting some crazy, stuff going on with the gifting, you know?
Yeah, right.
Because there's nobody back there unless there's hunters back there.
And why is a hunter, picking up a troll doll or, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And
usually they won't. They won't mess with that, of course.
Yeah. But. And then, a couple months ago, I was at the other farm, and there were these weird strange whistles. Well, first I did a Bigfoot call. Mom says, "Oh, you're doing your Bigfoot call." And I said, "Yep, I'm doing it." And then all of a sudden, three whistles came out of nowhere. Mom goes, "Did you hear that?" And I said, "Yeah, it's them. They're around." And she's like, "Girl, you need to go." You know my mom. She's like, "You need to go away for a little bit." It got her freaked. Well, then one time, on this one road, there was a stump, or it looked like a stump, in this field, and all of a sudden it standed up, and Mom looked at it, and she slowed down the car, and she goes, "Did you see that?" I said, "Did you see that?" And she goes, "That's a stump, right?" I said, "Mom, stumps don't stand up on 2 feet." And when we just stayed there and watched it, and it got up on 2 feet. Well, then it went back down on fours. There was like this little corn sapling in the ground, on the farm, on somebody's farm, and he was playing with the little corn, the little sapling. And Mom says, "I'm not seeing this." I said, "Mom, you're seeing this, right?" And she goes, "I ain't talking to you." And then we left.
But so you're seeing that, but I mean, now you can't 100% sure say, that's a Bigfoot out there. But
yeah, I can't say it, but I don't know what it was. And it wasn't a stump, because when we went back, it was gone. There was nothing there. There was no stump, nothing.
Yeah. There's,
so you
there's,
can't.
There's something out there that shouldn't be out there in the field messing around, or wouldn't reasonably be out in the middle of a field messing
around. In the daytime. And like I said, why is it in the higher ones, there's more daytimes than nighttime? Well, the first one I did was the nighttime, but these other ones have all been daytime.
Yeah, I think Ohio, like where a lot of people are reporting sightings, it's a little more densely populated. Even though we live out, we live out in the country, there's still a lot more people than if you go out to the Pacific Northwest or one of the, some of those other places where there's nobody around.
It's another thing. Everybody's asking me, they said, "Shannon, how can there be any Bigfoot around here when we have no caves, no anything like that?"
There's caves everywhere in Ohio.
Mm-hmm. That's what I keep telling them, but they don't believe you. I said, "Look at Hocking Hills. There's a lot of caves in there."
Oh yeah, there's caves. There's caves all over.
Cavern. Yeah.
Yeah, there's tons of caverns and caves in Ohio.
But you just don't know about it.
Yeah, right. Yeah, of course. There's probably farmers right now that have cave openings on their farm and then have never realized it. I mean, those things are discovered by accident a lot of the time.
Yeah.
So, well, Shannon, I'm just going to tell you one thing. If you keep getting followed or whatever, I mean, if you start talking to this thing, I want a phone call.
Yeah, you're going to have to update us on that for sure.
Yeah. But like I said, I'm not crazy, but something's happening. I just can't, it's happening to me.
Then and I'm going to tell you, the more we keep.
But I'm a believer of it.
Well, definitely. I mean,
exactly.
We keep hearing more and more stuff happening in north of Columbus and west of Columbus, which is, the opposite side. Of course, everybody knows in the eastern part of the state, from Cleveland all the way down to the south, that's, but we keep hearing stuff where you wouldn't necessarily think, like you said, well, there's no caverns, there's no, it's not mountainy, it's more flat, but there's still plenty of habitat out there for for these.
And plus, creatures. Too, I've been hearing that they're coming out into barns and stuff now. A lot of them been barns that they've been going up in the hayloft.
Can you imagine that? You're going out to your barn to get some equipment, and you hear this noise, and you look up in your loft.
Hey, look, I just got to be honest with you. With the advancements of tractors, it won't be long before they accidentally climb up into one, start it, and it just starts out. It starts driving around on its own.
You never know.
Well, Shannon, hey, I am glad I came across your story. I'm glad that we could get this, you know, find the time to have you on and talk to you. That is an incredible story.
Truly fascinating.
Yeah, because it's like out of nowhere. And yet my dad, it's just weird. It's weird all around because my dad knew they were around there.
Right.
But well, I guess he needed me to actually see one with him.
Yeah, you got the experience of a lifetime. You got to see one. I did. Not a glimpse.
But yeah. I wish I would have got blood or hair samples or something to prove it, or pictures or whatever to prove it.
Well, I think if you hadn't been such a chicken, you'd have got out.
I would have. But when Dad said there's 9 foot, could be 9 foot Sasquatches in the corn, that spooked me even more.
I don't blame you. And all it does is you talk to more people in Ohio with experiences, it makes me keep on the lookout when I'm driving.
Oh yeah, and it's mostly in the cornfield. I hate cornfield, but now every time I see a cornfield, I say, "God, they're gonna come out of there. They're gonna walk across there, and you know, they could.
They're gonna do it because deer do it all the time.
Yeah,
it's here in Ohio. It's really bad.
You used to just have to worry about a guy with a machete in a cornfield. Now we've got
Bigfoot or Jeepers Creepers.
Well, Shannon, I appreciate it. I thank you so much for coming on and sharing your story. I hope everybody enjoys it, and I hope that it on this Thanksgiving episode, everybody, this is better than. This is way better than cranberry sauce. I just
got yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is.
Yep.
Yes,
appreciate
it is.
Appreciate you coming on, Shannon.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the From the Shadows podcast. Until next time, never shy away from the darkness or what may be lurking in the shadows. We are out.
God only knows what's hiding in our shadows.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.